the juke joint on Sunday after at from noon to three, and then
we have live people on here. We're not a station owned by Clear Channel that's playing variety hits. Oops, I mean electronic dance music. Oops, I mean country. And when you look at their webpage, it says meet our air staff, and it's got a picture of a computer on it. Okay, we have real people at this station. We don't run all automation or something. So, but I was going to say, so you have a lot of things coming up, and we have as our guest Donna Halper, who has been with us on the phone twice, and I said, you said, I can either come down live or do it on the phone again. I said, please come down live. You get to see our studios. It's easier to relate to you, so and it will sound better. And again, we'll show you the studios. She managed to find the way in. I had to kind of guide her.
Amazing but true.
That's right. Amazing but true. It's kind of interesting. There used to be a show on AM 740 WGIB called Let's Talk About Radio.
I miss that show. We used to have
Bob
a lot of
Bender,
fun doing that. Yes.
One-man station, and you used to say something like that. Amazing but true for the blank week or something. It's Let's Talk About Radio.
Exactly.
And as I've joked around, it was Donna on the radio on Sunday talking with a guy named Bob. So, Bob Bittner,
wow.
Bob Nelson.
Wow. What are the
what
odds?
What a coincidence.
What are the odds?
Jeez, and your name's the same way either way.
It's true. Well,
easy,
I've never changed it.
Easy
never
as the breeze.
It.
I can't even try to imitate it. Easy as the breeze.
So for those who are listening to this on a podcast, they're like, "What is this? What did we just listen to?"
There was a show called Let's Talk About Radio. We're going to talk actually about Women of the Blues and maybe a little bit about radio. But you, Donna Halper, are a PhD.
I am.
You are.
Do I sound smarter than the last time you talked to me? I don't know if I had my PhD the last time.
A multiple author.
Yes.
Yeah, including Boston Radio and Invisible Stars. We'll talk about that a little later. And, oh, you helped this band called Rush get started. You know, nothing major.
Who are they? What are they?
Who are they? Yeah. Josh was playing them this morning.
I'm glad somebody was. I mean, maybe somebody will play them one day, you know?
Exactly.
Can you believe that it's going to be 40 years since I first discovered Rush? I
mean, wow.
In August, it will be 40 years. And
wow.
If you had told me that I would still be in touch with them, still be friends with them, be in touch with their families, their management, 40 years. I mean, how many relationships do you have that lasted that long?
Yeah.
Particularly in our business. I mean, let's be honest. It's a very superficial business.
I'm recording this at home, but I just realized I haven't started my recording on here. Now we're starting on that recording. Anyway, well, I'll patch it together. This is radio. Freeform Radio?
Freeform Radio.
Oh, the good old days.
It just dawned on me.
Good old
days. I should have just kept it going.
Yeah.
But anyway, so 40 years since that whole thing with Rush, and you were at a station. Well, you know, I think we may miss this a little later. I've got some more music to get to, but we're going to have you on for a little bit, and we'll talk about a whole bunch of great things.